Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, March 14th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were May corn down 3.25 cents at 6.10 1/4, May wheat down 3.5 cents at 6.81, and May beans down 0.75 cents at 14.90 1/2. The big news this morning is China bought 612,000 metric tons of corn for old crop. So that should boost the old crop, new crop spreads out here. The inflation numbers came out 6% from last year. That's down from 6.4, I think it was. And the stock market's rallied on that. The Dow's up 320. Bonds are down a point. Silver and gold are down a little bit. I think the fears over this banking crisis have maybe eased out here. Maybe we won't see as much panic selling as we could have been. They claim that there's 8 more banks that are in questionable finances. We'll see how the market handles that. 17% of the winter wheat is now rated good to excellent. We planted 36.95 million acres of winter wheat. None of it's in really great shape out here. Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, all in, you know, very poor states. For production out here this year. We've got corn planting at 78% complete in Arkansas, only 3% in Mississippi, as the rains in the southern Gulf states are keeping planting it a little bit behind schedule. The Russians want a 60-day extension on the grain agreement. The Ukrainians claim that in the original agreement, it said that the only extensions that would be allowed would be for 180-day extensions. So that's the sticking point for the time being. I think they'll get this thing done unless China or unless Russia can figure out a way around that legality. We'll see what happens out here. But overall, you know, the market's been under a lot of pressure. We've got crude oil basically on its lows, down almost $2 a barrel here. That may put a little pressure on grains. But I think kind of, you know, with China stepping in and buying 612,000 metric tons, it should firm up prices here. If it doesn't, then it's just an indication that the funds are still way too long. We've got them long 140, 150 corn, 140, 150 beans, 140, 150 meal. There's a little bit less short wheat, but I would expect them to continue to buy wheat and sell beans, but and corn. We'll see what they want to do here today with the news that's out. I think the stock market will have less of an impact on the grains today. But overall, I think it's still a battle of the funds just being too long out here. The chart's looking pretty weak. But as we've seen many times, just when they're this weak, we can turn them around. So we'll have to see. If you have any questions, give us a call at 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-884-3343. TT Hedge.